So we're up to continuing along the pages of our Siddur. We've done Birchot Torah. We've done, what else have we done?
Tilas Yadayim.
Mitilas Yadayim. And we've done Facing Jerusalem. Now we're up to Birchot HaShachar. I kind of separated into two or three issues here. Number one is, I guess you have the source for Birchot HaShachar. Number two is, what type of bracha are they? And number three is, when should we be reciting them? Okay? So the Gemara in Brachos, and we said almost all of our issues start with the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Ki mitar, when someone wakes up, Omer Elokai neshamash natata bi torahi, ata yatarta, ata nafachta bi, v'ata meshamar b'kirbi. When someone wakes up, he says, Elokai neshamah, O God, the soul that you have placed within me is pure. You created it, you blew it into me, and you keep it within me. V'ata atid liklam meni, so too you are going to one day take it away from me. V'lachzira bilatid lavo, and you will return it to me one day in the future. Kol man shaneshama v'kirdi, as long as the soul is within inside me, mode ani l'fanecha Hashem lokai v'lokai avotai. I am thankful to you, Hashem, O God of my father. V'von kol amim, the God of all the worlds, Adon kol neshamot. The master of all souls, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMachadir Neshamot, Defkarim Etim, blessed are you, a God, who returned souls to dead bodies. Okay, that's an interesting bracha in and of itself. I'm not going to spend so much time on it, because for those of you who were here last year, Shavuos, I did a whole shiur. But just a little bit of a reminder is, this is basically summarized by Moda Ani. So according to the simple reading of the Gemara, when should you recite this? The second you open your eyes, you should start making the bracha. What's the problem? We already said we don't want to make brachos with dirty hands, right? Because of the ruach ra'ah, right? The bad spirit that's resting upon our hands. We don't want to recite Hashem's name before we wash our hands. So this was replaced by Moda Ani Lefanecha, which I pointed out last year. Also, there's a subtle difference between Elokai Neshama. Right? What's Elokai Neshama about? The soul that you gave me. The assumption is that when did I get this soul? Sometime either when I was in my mother's womb or a little bit, or the second when I came out. But sometime around there. That's what Elokai Neshama Shematatabi means. Right? What does Moda Ani mean? Moda Ani Lefanecha Melechai V'Kayam. Blessed are you, O God, O living God. Shehechezarta bi Nishmati, that you have returned your soul to me. And that is based on a more mystical reading of what happens to you when you sleep, that your soul goes back up to God. And there's a bit of a debate there, or there's a tension there as to what happens to your soul while you're sleeping. In the end of the day, what do, halachically? We go as follows. You open your eyes, you're going to say, Moda Ani Lefanecha, Melechai V'Kayam, Shechazar Tabi Nishmati, etc. Okay? Then you're going to go to the bathroom, you're going to wash your Mitilas Yadayim, you're going to say, Asher Kedisham Mitzvah Tivano Al Mitilas Yadayim. Then after you recite Al Mitilas Yadayim, what are you going to do? You're going to say Asher Yatar, right? That's what you say to thank Hashem for the fact that your body works the way it's supposed to work. And then after you're going to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatar. Why do we have to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatar? Because Elokai Neshama is a very unique type of bracha. What makes it a unique type of bracha? So every bracha, we said, it can be separated into two types of brachot. There are long brachot and there are short brachot. Right? Long brachot, or short brachot, start with Baruch and end with whatever they end with, Shakol Mi Abid Baro, or whatever they end. A long bracha will have a preamble, oftentimes a Baruch preamble, and then it will end with another Baruch bracha. Okay, that is what we call a long bracha. Sometimes you have an in-between bracha, right, which has a preamble, but it doesn't open with a baruch. When you have a bracha that has a preamble that doesn't open with a baruch, you have a problem. That bracha is an orphan, right? It can't exist alone. It needs something else with it. So, for example, we say two brachot to introduce Shema. Right? We haven't yet gotten up to that, but we say two brachot. The first one is a straight-out bracha arucha. It starts, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, Yotzer Or Bo Rechoshech, Otzer Shalom Bereach Hakol. Right? And it ends, with a little kedusha in the middle. But that is one long bracha. The next bracha is Ahava Rava, or if you're Spartic, Ahava Tolam. Right? That's the next bracha. That's an orphan bracha. Why? Because it has no Baruch at the beginning. So what do we do? In order to protect and to save that bracha, what do? We put it in a chain. So now once it's in a chain, it gains greater power and greater significance. Elokai Neshama, it would seem, once you're not saying it the second you open your eyes, right, so what type of bracha it is? It is an orphaned bracha, right, because it has no baruch at the beginning. So ideally, when should one say it? Right after Asher Yatzar. Right, this way, it falls into the chain of Asher Yatzar, right into Elokai Neshama. That is the preference there. Hi, what if you forget to do it? If you forget to do it, so you have to put it in some other chain. So when should you then say Elokai Neshama? Then, when, remember we spoke about last week, we spoke about Berchos HaTorah, the brachos of the Torah. Those are clearly a chain of brachos. And even though you're going to have the little Yivarechecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha and the Elohim Dvarim She'im La'im Shior, etc. in the middle, you can say Elokai Neshama right after that grouping of brachos. So again, if you forget to say Elokai Neshama right after Asher Yatzar, after you come out of the bathroom in the morning, when's your second chance to do it? Your second chance to do it is after Birchot HaTorah. Your third chance to do it would be after the brachot that we're about to talk about now, the Birchot HaShachar, the blessings that we're going to say in the morning. The blessings that we say in the morning are going to split up into two types of blessing, one which I'm going to deal with this week, the other which I'm going to deal with probably in, not next week, because next week is Shavuos, but in the coming week. Okay? There is the brachot, which refer to aspects of our actions in the morning. And then there are brachot, which refer to our personal status. Right? The brachot that refer to our personal status, Shelo Asani Goy, that you didn't make me a non-Jew, Shelo Asani Isha, or Shasani Kirtono, that either that didn't make me a woman or that made me a woman. And then Shelo Asani Aved, that you made me free, as opposed to not. Those are the personal status ones. I'm going to deal with those separately. Okay, we're going to focus on the other brachot, which the Gemara is now going to deal with. We used to have a joke when we wake up in yeshiva that we couldn't say the first bracha of the thing, Shanatana Techvi Bina Lachim Ben Yom Ben Laila. Why? Because anyone who lived in Alon Shvut knows that if you woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and the sun was still down, the roosters would be crowing. Okay? This apparently has something to do with modern farming. But what does Hanatim HaSechvi Bina Lachim Ben Yom Ben Laila mean? It means you give the rooster, the Bina, the Seichel, the brilliance to be able to differentiate between day and night. So we happen to get, I guess, the slow roosters. I don't know, okay? Because they weren't differentiating so well between day and night. But apparently that's something to do with modern farming that has screwed up the whole time clock of the roosters. Okay? But in Talmudic times, the roosters still seem to know what they were talking about. So Kishama Kol Tarnagola, when a person wakes up in the morning and he hears the cock crow, Lema, he should say, Baruch Asher, Asher Natana Tehvi Bina, Lachim Bin Yom Bin Laila, blessed is God who has given the rooster the ability to differentiate between day and night. Kipatach Einein, when you open your eyes, what should you say? Lema, your person should say, Pokeach Ivrim, who opens up eyes. Kitarit V'yativ, when you get up and you're able to sit up in your bed, what do you say? Matir Asurim, who unbinds those who were bound, right? Because while you were sleeping, you couldn't move your limbs, and now you can purposefully move your limbs. Kilavish, right? When you start putting on your clothes, what should you say? Lema Baruch Malbish Arumim, you say, blessed is Hashem, who clothes those who were naked, right? Kizakif, when you stand up straight, and here the Shulchan Aruch just infers, just as an interesting thing, that you should get dressed while you're still lying down in bed. This way you don't get up, you know, naked for the whole world to see, but that they used to sleep naked in those days. Which I guess I should speak for myself. Most of us don't do it.
Don't we say these things in shul?
We're getting there. One thing at a time. All right. Kizokev, when you stand up, Lema Barol Zokev Kifufin, you should say, who straightens those who are bent over. Ginachid la'ama ara, when you're able to walk on the floor, le'ima baruch rokara tolamayim, blessed is God who has laid out the land over the water. Kimaske, when you're able to walk a few more paces, baruch hamechim itzadigaver, who has planned man's footsteps. Kiseyem misane, when you tie up your shoes, Lema, what should you say? Baruch shasali kol torki, you should say, blessed is Hashem, who has done for me all of my needs. Ki asar haimani, when you tie your belt, Lema baruch ozer Yisrael bigvura, you should say, blessed is God, who girds Israel with bravery. Ki paris sodra al reshe, when you put whatever it is you're going to put on your head, the Rashi points out there that it could be anything, you know, whether a yarmulke, a hat, whatever it is. You say Baruch Otei Tzavitifara. He says, "Blessed is God who crowned Israel with glory." Kima'ati Tzitzis. When you go and you put on your tzitzis, you say Lema Asher Dushan Mikro Tzavitivana Lesatei Tzitzis. Kima'ach Tefillin Dare. Right, when you put tefillin on your arm, you say Asher Dushan Mikro Tzavitivana Laniach Tefillin Areisha. When you put it on your head, Lema Baruch Asher Dushan Mikro Tzavitivana Amitzvat Tefillin. Kima'ashe Yadei. When you wash your hands. Lema baruch asher kashan mitzavit ivanu al nitilat yadayim. Right? Ki mashe ape, when you blow your nose. Right? Lema baruch ha-ma'avir chavzei shinam einai. Tunumam yachapai. You say, thank you Hashem for wiping the sleep from my eyes and the stuff from my nose. V'hira tom fanecha, Hashem elokeinu sh'targileinu b'taratecha. Right? That you should make us ragil, that you should make us comfortable with your Torah. V'zapkeinu b'mitzvatecha. And you should make us stick or cleave to your mitzvot. The Alfi the Aini, you shouldn't bring me today, lo lidei chait, not to a sin, velo lidei avon, not to an iniquity, velo lidei nisayon, and not test me, velo lidei nisayon, and I shouldn't be embarrassed today, v'chofet yisrei lishtavela, and take my inclination and make it work for you, or chakeni miadamra mechavera, and keep me away from bad people and from bad friends, v'davkeni b'yitzer atov, let me cleave to the good inclination, with a chaver tov, and to a good friend, b'olamecha, in your world, u'tninu ayom u'cho yom, and make me today, l'chein, for niceness, l'chesed, for kindness, l'rachamim, for compassion, b'einecha, right, in your eyes, v'nei kol ra'ay, and in all who see me, v'tik melein chatanim tovim, do kind things for me, b'ruch atah Hashem, gomer chatanim tovim, l'amo Yisrael, blessed be God who does kind things for the Jewish people. Okay, so this is the statement. And we spoke about last week already that there are potentially three types of brachos, right? We said there's a birchos hananeh, there's a blessing for what you benefit from, there's a birchos hodah, there's a blessing of thanksgiving for something you experience, and then what else is there? There is a birchos hamitzvah, a blessing that one recites before performing a mitzvah. So which one can we cross off the list for sure? Mitzvah. Except for tzitzis and tefillin. Right, which is clearly a Berachot HaMitzvah, right? But
this isn't the Berachot HaMitzvah for that.
Yeah, for sure, right. So the question is, what type of mitzvah? Because I can make an argument that it's either a Berachot HaMitzvah, right? If I'm praising God for, you know, when I'm able to put my feet on the floor and it doesn't sink into the bottom of the ocean, so then I have reason to thank Hashem for what? For the fact that that doesn't happen. So what can I say? I'm benefiting from God's world and I'm making a blessing for the benefit that I'm having. On the other hand, if it's a birchos hodah, I could also make the argument for that, right? I'm praising God for the fact that these things happen in general. What's the major nachgamina to this, the major ramification of this question? Does a blind person say pokeach ezer? Does a paraplegic, God forbid, say mechim itzadigaver? Right? Or does a hunchback say it's okay if Kufel did? Right? These are all the questions that we have to ask. Because, you know, they're very, very practical questions. They come up a lot. Okay? And also the question is that, I think it was Sam who asked it before, was, why are we saying these in shul? Why aren't I saying them in my bedroom when I wake up in the morning? Wouldn't that make more sense? I don't say, you know, there's one question that's brought down in the Achronim. You know, it's hard to wash every time you're going to eat. You can eat bread. So can I just wash Nitilat Yadayim in the morning, take a bite of bread, and have in mind that all my entire meal for the entire day, you know, I'll have like Achashverosh, I'll have one long meal that'll go the whole day. So the Achronim debate back and forth whether I can do that. So you know, what am I doing here? You know, what if I don't put on my shoes in the morning? What if I don't do any of these things? You know, does it work? All right. So do I have to be doing these things in order to make the bracha? That's the question. So we go first to the Rambam, right, with Moshe ben Maimonides. In his Mishneh Torah, remember his code of Jewish law. So in the laws of Tefillah, he discusses these brachos. So again, we said we can infer things from where the Rambam puts things, right? We said that Birchos HaTorah could have been put in the laws of Talmud Torah, but they weren't. They were put in the laws of Tefillah, indicating that they were probably more likely a Birchos Hodah, right, a blessing of thanksgiving, rather than a blessing of a mitzvah. So these, from the fact that they're put in the laws of Tefillah, rather than in the laws of brachos, would seem to indicate that they're more likely a berachas hoda'a, right, a blessing of thanksgiving, rather than a blessing on something that we're benefiting from. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin Ha'alachos Zayin Tzritah. So let's go through the Rambam. Shmona Asar brachos Elu. These 18 brachos, in lahem seder, they have no real order. A person should make this blessing when the time comes about. You know what I mean? If you get dressed after you started taking your steps, so then, you know, you would make the blessings in those order rather than it. Right? You put on your belt while you're still in bed. Alright? What should you say? Before you're going to say, you know, Matir Asur. Okay? Shama Kol HaTarnagol, right? You hear the rooster crow. Mivarech HaNosei Masech Vivina. Then you would say, for the blessing on the rooster. Zechol Bracha Mehen Shalom Yitzchayev Va'inu Mivarech Osa. It would seem like from the Rambam here, from the fact that he's so associating it with the particular, with the particular action, that would seem to indicate that despite the fact that he is placing the halachos of this, not in the laws of brachos, but in the laws of tefillah, it would seem to be indicating that it is more likely a berachos hanehanin, right? Because it has to be very directly connected to the event that you have. Keta. So let's deal with another case. Lan diksuso. You slept in your clothes. You're not going to say Mabisharunim because you're still dressed. Halach yachid, you walk around barefoot the whole day. Ainu mevarich, you're not going to make the bracha shati sali kol turkey. That why is this very practical? An avel, right? Someone who is a mourner is not going to be putting on real shoes the whole day. In fact, the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that on Tisha B'Av, when we're all mourners, we don't say Shasali Tzachol Turkey, he says, until Mincha time. And that was his opinion. V'yom HaKippurim v'tisha b'av, she'en sham l'chitza inu mubarech mitilat yedayim v'lo ma'avir chavzei she'ena. Right? On Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'av, when you're not washing, you're not going to say al mitilat yedayim, and you're not going to say ma'avir she'ena aminai, because you're not going to be washing the gunk off your face. Right? Im lo nechnas l'beis ha'kisei, inu mubarech asher yasar sadam, l'chin shar brachot eilu. He says, you're not going to make these blessings unless you do the thing. So the Rambam seems to be clear that it's associated with the action. So he says, the practice is, meaning not ideal in Maimonides, in the Rambam's perspective, but he says, he says, in most of our cities, what's the common practice? He says that people have the practice, they all just say the brachos, whether it applies to them or it doesn't apply to them, and that is, the Rambam says, a mistake. One should not make the blessing unless you are liable in it. That is the Rambam's position. So says the Rambam, these brachos, it would seem to be, are brachos specifically related to the action that one is performing. More likely they are birchos hanehanin, they are brachos that are benefit, that are based on benefit, and therefore if you are not benefiting from the blessing, from whatever it is you're blessing, one would not make the bracha. So a blind person would not say Pokeach Ivrim. A quadriplegic would not say Matir Asurim. A nudist would not say Malvish Arumim, and so on and so forth.
Unless
you were in the top, right. All right. Comes along Tosfos, Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Beis. So Tosfos had the question. Tosfos says, they're in France, apparently. They didn't have, you know, roosters walking around. So they wanted to know, can we still make the bracha of Anosei Masech Vivina if we don't hear a rooster? What would the Rambam say? Absolutely not. Right? You have to bet, yup. What a smart rooster I have. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and it's closed. Okay, what a brilliant rooster. Okay, you thank God for that rooster. The better question is, what if you're not thankful that the rooster woke you up in the morning? Mm-hmm. Alright. So Tosa said, Ki Shama Kol Tanigola, Omer Rosh Nasana Sechivina Lachim. Well, that's what the Gemara says, right? When you hear the Tanigol, when you hear the rooster, so then you have to say Shenatana Sechivina. Says Tosfos, "Who adin afilu kilom lo shama." The same would apply even if you didn't hear it, right? The ein bracha zu ella lahavchana al hanaat ora shetarnagol ma'achin hu v'ne'aneh min ha'or. He says, "What is this? This is merely praising Hashem on the fact that what a rooster can differentiate between night and day, right? We know in plain view that even though we can't find a rooster for miles." Unless you go, but the roosters that we would find would probably not be crowing. Okay, they'd probably be plucked in a plastic bag. Okay, so therefore, but we know that that rooster can potentially differentiate between light and dark.
There could be a second meaning to that, actually.
Yeah.
In other words, put a comma after this.
Okay.
So it says.
Oh, meaning the fact that you're benefiting from the light that the rooster can differentiate
right.
from.
Right, in other words, the rooster is just a metaphor for the first entity that differentiates between light and darkness. And he is signifying that it's light, and but you, the person who's saying the prayer, have benefited from the light, and therefore you should say that the bracha for benefiting from the light in this style that refers to the rooster.
Okay. Okay. I'll buy it.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
So.
Alright. The next one is Tosfos question in Kippari Sudra al Rashi. The Gemara talks about placing some sort of hood upon your head. So Tosfos says, Vuhadin, how do you know they wore hats and how the Bali Tosfos wore hats? Right? Tosfos says, right? Anytime you're putting on your hat, right? You would say the bracha. V'dafka kishenene. Aval imeinu nene. But if you're not benefiting it, kigon shu shochev amitaso, right? If you're still laying down, right? And you put on your hat while you're lying down, he says you can't make the bracha then. Lo yivarech, lo zo, lo mabi sharumim, lo brachos kayotzi behen, shalo nehene. Kidimashu perek shlishi. So Tosfos wants to have it both ways. Tosfos wants it to be a general birchas hodah that you can say even if you don't experience it. But then for this one, he seems to say you need to experience. So maybe just reading of Tosfos is right that you're blessing on the fact that you are benefiting from it.
If you're lying down and you want to say the Shema lying down, wouldn't you have to have something on your head?
Yeah, but you wouldn't make a bracha on the fact that you're having something on your head. All right. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch says. Sima membav, sifchet, kol brachot ha'elu, all these blessings, im lo yisrai ba'achat mehen, right, if you aren't liable in one of them, kigon, shalo shama kol tarnagol, o shalo halach, o lo lavash, o lo chagar, omer osa bracha v'lo haskar ha'shem. He says if you haven't had this experience, according to the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Sephardic Posek is what? Don't make the bracha. Right? You're walking around naked today, don't make a bracha. You can't walk, don't make the bracha. It says, you make it without Haskaras Hashem, you're going to say, Baruch Malbi Shalomim. Or, Baruch Matir Asurim. You won't say what the actual bracha is. Comes along the Rama, and he says, no. The Haggah says the Rama, by the way, just a reminder, the Shulchan Aruch was written by Rav Yosef Karo. He was a Sfaradi who lived in Tzvat, but his family was originally from Spain, but they were kicked out, right, in 1492, and he's living in the 16th century. The Rama is his contemporary, living in Poland. His family was originally from Germany, but the Rama's family moved east, right, east to Germany, to Poland. The Rav Yosef Karo wrote his book, he called it the Shulchan Aruch, not to be confused with Shulchan Oreich, which is what we do at the Seder. Shulchan Aruch means the set table. So the Rama, who wanted to add the Ashkenazi glosses to it, called his work, which we don't call it, the Mapa, right, which means the tablecloth.
Right.
They had a good time with the names there. Okay? So it says, which the Rama actually also wrote a Shulchan Aruch, but if you came to the classes from 2 years ago, you know that why is it that Rav Yosef Karo got his work out before the Rama got his work out at? Because a mystical, magical being kept on encouraging him to move faster and faster and faster, and he never knew why. And and that magic being, which he called a Magid, turned out to get it, help him get the book out before the Rama got his book out. One of those cool stories. Okay. So the Rama says in Haggah, V'yesh omrim, and here he's quoting Tosfos, and he's interpreting Tosfos in the broader sense, that we say it on more generally. Yesh omrim, da'afilu lo nitchayiv bahen, mevareich otan, right, that even if you are not personally liable, even if you are, God forbid, a paraplegic, even if you are, God forbid, blind, you would still make these brachos, v'ena bracha dafka atmo, right, we're not breaking the bracha on yourself, right? What are we blessing? We're blessing the fact that God created the needs of this world, that God continues to sustain the needs of this world. This is the practice, and one should not change from this practice. So that's the difference there. And who does he quote? The Tosfos and the Rush. Okay? Also the Ran as well, but it seems like there you have them, you know, crossing party lines. The Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, seems to be on the opinion of the Rambam, where the Rama seems to have a very broad interpretation of Tosfos as referring to all types of celebration. And again, we could point it out as Birchot Hananim, right? Rav Yosef Karo is viewing it more as beneficial, so therefore if you don't benefit, you can't make the bracha. Whereas the Rama is viewing it as a Birchot Hodah, a blessing of thanksgiving, and therefore it can be more broadly that we're being thankful for everyone who has it. Okay. When should one... Yeah.
Sorry. If we went with what Karo said,
yeah,
a lot of these blessings we wouldn't know anymore.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
They'd be gone.
They'd be gone. That's true. That's true. I never even thought about that. But yeah. Once we no longer live on farms. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I grew up on a farm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you at least have a memory that you're making the blessing on.
Okay.
Most of us don't even have that memory. Right. Okay. Yeah. And the only roosters I ever met were stupid. Okay. So
every community would have the mikvah lady, and they would have the rooster guy.
Right.
Who would have the neighborhood rooster.
And everyone would have to go to make the bracha every morning.
You need a guy in the neighborhood. You need a guy with the every kaparos.
Okay. So when should you make the bracha? So you're kind of giving something away because you look in the siddur, and what does it call him? Berchot Hashachar, the morning bracha. But let's say you sleep late. Should you not make the brachos? So the Mishnah Berurah here deals with that question. The Mishnah Berurah is written by the Chafetz Chaim, but as we know, when his parents called him, they didn't go, Chafetz Chaim, Allah, clean up your room. Like, they didn't say that thing. What did they say? They said, Yisrael Meir. Okay. Right? His name was Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan. But he earned the right to be called the Chafetz Chaim because of his great work on Lashon Hara. So it says the Chafetz Chaim in his Mishnah Berurah, Kol HaBrachos. So he says, "Vayim the sefer Mamar Mordechai, because Mamar Mordechai, the sefer Nar Shalom, this man kol abrachos who kol hayom, that one can make these blessings the entire day, v'ziyeved, right? If he did it, v'chein katzav v'maiser rav la'agra, right? That's what the Gra says, also in maiser rav. V'hosif sham odi yoser, and the Vilna Gaon added there more, da'afilu b'layla ad shas hashena, hu chiyuvan." right? That it, that one could say it even until the very moment when you go down to sleep, you can still say these brachas. Vinirli, and it seems to me, says, V'imcho tafto shena, V'kulei alma lo yachol tu levarich birchad hamav yashena. He says, I think there's a limit to it, says the Mishnah Berurah. And again, he's bringing in the, because what's going to happen? It's going to be 11 o'clock at night, you're about to get into bed. Okay? And you're exhausted. You can barely keep your eyes open. And then all of a sudden you remember, oh my gosh, I forgot to make my morning brachos. So Mishnah Berurah says, how can I say, Hamavir Shena Me'inai, with an Amami Apapai? How can I say, you know, who washes the sleep away from my eyes? I'm exhausted, I'm about to fall asleep. How can I, how am I going to say that brachos? What's the Mishnah Berurah assuming? That it's a benefit, a personal benefit bracha, not a general praise bracha. Because the general praise bracha, it's not just about me. There seem to be other people who are still awake. You know, why can't I make the bracha about them? Okay, and notice the example is Dugmas Bircha Samazon, just like Bircha Samazon, the question of can you make the bracha if you're not full? When we call Makom, he says, L'chatchila tzarich lizaher, a person should be very careful. Shelo la'acher ha'brachos yoseh midal ha'shalos. A person should not wait till 4 hours of the day, of the day, because 4 hours is the limit of man tefillah, of the time of prayer. Which again, if you're assuming that these are birchos hoda'ah, right, that they're Thanksgiving blessings, it makes sense that you want to say them earlier in the day, because every second that's passing, and the day is moving along and people are benefiting and you're not praising God for the fact that generally people are benefiting, so you're missing out on the opportunity for Hodah. If it's about my personal, you know, enjoyment, so then my personal enjoyment is going to happen when I, you know, when I finally put my pants on. That's when I'm going to say Mavi Sharumi. Gosh darn it, if that's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then so be it. Right? And he says, Ach b'dievet, al kol panim. He says, but nevertheless, you can still go until the middle of day. So he said, in the end of the day, he's not going to get in the way of people who want to make the brachot all day. So that is issue number one. So the Maisa, practically, you would still make the brachot until you go to sleep. That is fine, even if you don't get out of bed till 3 p.m. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch deals with another issue. What if you stay up all night? Or, no, not stay up all night. What if you get up before sunrise? Right? Really early. Get up at midnight, you want to sit up and learn. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamashkim Kodim or Hayom Lomod, someone who gets up early before the light of the day to learn, Mevarich Birchas HaTorah, so certainly we said you have to make the Birchas HaTorah. The Eino Tzarich Lachdor Levarich Hesheirech Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't have to make the Brachos again when he goes to Shul. Hamashkin Koder Or Mayom, so too one who gets up early before the light of day, Mevarich Kol Seder Brachos, Chut Mivarchas HaNosim Lasech Vivina Uparshas HaTamid. So he can make all of them, except for, what? Except for the rooster bracha. And again, this is Rav Yosef Karo, according to his singular or consistent opinion. What is the consistent opinion of Rav Yosef Karo? It is a bracha that you make on your personal experience. And until the sun has risen, you have no personal experience of the rooster crowing. Last Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Mem Zayin Siv Katalama, and Kodim Or Yom. He says, Vapilu Mashkamachar Chatzosai, Laila Lei, the Inyan Vidato Lachdor Lishon. He says, even if you get up and you plan on going back and taking a morning nap, right? Oh, Nacharkach Sheinas Kava, you're going to sleep another 5 hours. You're going to wake up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, sit and learn for 2 hours, and then go to sleep for another 5 hours. Afilu Hachi, right, we're on Shavuot. Right, what do? We're going to be up all night. You're going to say all the brachos. Although you can't say Mavir Sheinah Me'inai, or the debate at the way you can say Mavir Sheinah, who wiped the sleep from my eyes, right? So what do? We have our sleeper sacrifice, who goes up there and makes the brachos on behalf of all of us. Rav Yishuv Bar Yisrael Bar Yechol Sam Tishar Kumbavog, Rav Abri Chatzal Kain Yishama, Yumar Beli Chatzima, So he says, if you're alone and you have no one else to make the bracha for you, what should you do? You should say it without mentioning Hashem's name. And then after, what, you take your morning nap, then you should say the bracha properly. So, let's say you're not going to go to shul after staying up all night on Shavuot night, what are you going to do? You'll go to sleep, and then after you go to sleep, which will probably be after 4 hours of the day, you would finally make your bracha. Just an interesting potential ramification to the question of, is there a time period or a time limit for Brichot HaShachar would be, would women be liable? Let's say a woman didn't want to make the brachot, or let's say she didn't have time to make the brachot, would we require her to be making the brachot? So again, if it's just a simple straight-out Brichot HaNe'amin, if it's something that you're getting personal benefit from, so she gets personal benefit, she's not exempt from Shahakol, so why should she be exempt from, you know, making these brachot? However, if we view it potentially as part of tefillah or a type of a hodah, then what? Then she would be liable. She would not be liable in those brachot because, like any time-bound positive commandment, she would be exempt. Just like Shema, just like potentially other ones, where she wouldn't be required to do that.
Not necessarily time-bound.
Say again.
It's not necessarily time-bound. According to the thing that you can say it until you go to sleep, the brachas are geared towards when you're awake.
Right.
Night or day, early morning, late at night. So according to that opinion, it's like any other mitzvah. You can only do the mitzvah when you're awake.
Right.
Right? So because I think you could argue that in that circumstance, for that opinion, a woman would have to say it.
Okay. I mean, or I could say that all you're doing is giving a reason why it's time bound. But it's still time bound.
It's not time bound.
Oh, meaning
it's just consciousness bound.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it's only when you're the only exception they say here is that you shouldn't say, according to
then the, why would you give the 4 hours in the day?
Well, that's l'chatchila.
Right, okay.
So they say that you still could, if you forgot, go beyond that, and the only thing you can't say as you're going to sleep is wiping the sleep from my eyes.
Right.
The only thing you can't say. But everything else you can say till 11 o'clock at night, so long as you're awake. And the other thing is, it's not really, the time bound doesn't that only go to Birchas HaMitzvah, not Birchas HaHodah.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a mitzvah, say, Shazman Grama. This is not a mitzvah, say then, right? I guess because you're saying it's tefillah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
If you forget to say the blessings that you say before you go to sleep, can you make...
No, you're done. In fact, what's it called? Just the interesting, Hamapil is the only blessing that one would potentially recite. So Reb Chaim of Brisk would not recite the bracha for fear that he would have trouble falling asleep. And then he would have recited the bracha levatala.
Oh.
Which Donnie Wolf, who teaches at Gush, he once said, he's like, there must have been insomniacs in the time of the Gemara, and nevertheless, they still said the bracha. So, you didn't understand, like, why, like, all of a sudden, like, it's just the bracha, you know?